The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Are you single? Do you think that bars and online dating are not where it's at? What if you could go out and spend time with like-minded people, relaxing and having a great time? That's when you are at your best and most attractive. Welcome to The Single Show, presented by Events and Adventures. We'll give you the tips and tools that you need to create real relationships with other people. It's time to move to the next level in your life. Now, here is your host, Mark Owen, and co-host Sherry Natras.
Welcome to Events and Adventures Presents The Single Show with Mark Owen and Sherry Natras. And Mark is the expert of singles and the owner of Events and Adventures. He's had this experience of being with singles for 27 years now. What has that been like, Mark?
Well, it's been awesome. I've met so many great people over the years, and it's always enjoyable to meet new people. You know, our show today is basically, I'm single, now what? That's the question that we're going to try to answer, you know, because when you become single, whether it's after a few months or a few years, you can feel awkward because you get used to the relationship you've been in. And especially if it's been a long time, you really are kind of out of sorts. How do I do that? I haven't done that in a long time. And it's not as easy as riding a bike. It's not.
You don't remember it. It doesn't come back like that.
Bike changes if you wait 10 years, right? When you're single. And so we're going to go over some different things that you can do to try to ease that transition and make yourself feel more comfortable as you get back into the dating world.
Well, I am very excited about that because with the singles that I've had the opportunity to speak with, that ongoing question always is prevalent and they're always wanting to know, how do I break in? How do I go from, okay, now I'm not in a relationship, and whether you were married or whether you were in a long-term relationship, now I don't have that other person who's calling me, you know, who's texting me, who's communicating with me, emailing me, and I just feel sort of lost and empty. And so, you know, what are some of the things, Mark, that people can do right in the beginning when they find themselves in that place, or if you've been there for a while? What are some of the things that they can do right now that will help them to sort of ease into that world of getting to know another person again?
Well, the first thing you want to do is not sit at home, okay? And you don't want to sit online. You want to actually go out and do some things. Now, you know, with Events and Adventures, we make that real easy because we're doing events every night of the week. But even if you're not a member of Events and Adventures, you want to get out and, you know, find out what your friends are doing, go out with your friends, you know, go play volleyball, go do some things that get you out and start meeting people and just getting over that kind of first date jitters that you have.
You know what? I love that idea. It doesn't necessarily, if we think in terms of going from being married and being in a committed relationship to then going out and dating another person, that's almost too big of a leap to take, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's almost a lot better. I like that so much that you said that. It's so much better to just go out and be with your friends, make new friends, go to a place that we're going to be talking about that later in the show, where you can make new friends and it's a very natural situation, a natural area for you to do that. But tell us some stories of stuff that's happened that you've noticed.
Well, I will. But, you know, one thing because I've done a lot of interviewing of people coming into our club over the years, and I found that, especially if it's been a long time, if you've been married for a significant period of time, it takes about a year to really feel comfortable in the dating world again and not be doing rebound things or have your previous relationships seriously affect new relationships.
Oh, right.
So it does. You have to go through all four seasons. You have to go through all the holidays and kind of get through that. You know, what's Christmas going to be like without this guy or this gal that I've been with all these years?
Yeah.
And, you know, at Events and Adventures, I'll see those people come and when they join the club, they're like, I'm never getting married again. That's not true. They're just not ready. And that's how it comes out. And then as they go to events and you get out and you do things, at first you're using the club to not sit at home and just be, that lonely person sitting at home when the house is just so empty. And then as you get out and you meet people and you get out and you do more things, eventually you kind of relax and realize that, everything's going to be fine. You're going to meet someone else and they're going to be amazing. And your life is going to be even better than it was before. But it really does take about a year to get through that.
That's interesting. I don't know that we typically think about that. I think sometimes we might be thinking, that it's going to be instant, that we're going to go out there and within the first week or two or three, we're going to be back in a relationship. But that's a really important statement to think through all the seasons.
Yeah. Well, and when I went through that myself. I was divorced when I was young. And I remember those first dates and some amazing, wonderful women that I dated. But it just, it almost wasn't fair to them because I wasn't in the right place to really be a good boyfriend. You have this tendency to want to replace what you just had because you're comfortable, right? Nobody likes change.
Right.
So you have a tendency to try to take someone else and put them in that spot. And it's not healthy for them, or you. And you need to realize that you're creating new relationships with these people.
Well, that's very important. And Andrea, now you guys have such a wonderful family and you've had a great family for how many years now? I mean, you guys have been together a while.
23 years. It's been a long time. And I met her in the club and we love doing the events when we get to go to them. And it's a lot of fun. So.
Awesome. So now maybe it would be a fun idea to tell a couple of stories of people that you've watched in the club, what they were like when they first came and how they made their adjustments.
Well, as far as that kind of awkward moment at the beginning, I've had a couple members over the years that came in and they're like, gosh, I don't even know if I want to go to events. I'm so shy that I can't even see myself going out and going to these events by myself. And I can remember one guy, and I won't say his name, but he was a great guy. During my interview, I'm like, oh, man, this is such a cool, fun guy. But he's just like, I'm so shy. I don't know how I'm going to go.
That's a big one for guys, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I'm even not going to go to my first event because it just makes me really nervous to be around a big group of people that I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, I'll tell you what, I'll go to your event with you. And I'll be there. And we have event hosts at all the events anyway. But I said, I'll meet you before the event. We'll go in together. We'll hang out. I'll show you. This is going to be fine.
That would be a nice thing for you to do with him.
Well,
that's awesome.
When you get to know people, right?
Yeah.
And it was a barbecue. I picked a thing that was a house party. There was supposed to be about 30 or 40 people there. There ended up being about 65 or 70 people there. It was a lot of people. And it was a lot of fun. But, I met him out front. And we walked in together. And I took him over by the barbecue because, I don't know if you notice this, but all parties go to the kitchen, right? And this was an outdoor barbecue. If you want to meet people, you want to hang out by the barbecue. And so we were helping cook and stuff, and he was having a great time. And I excused myself just to go to the restroom. I came back, he was gone. Because he just really, he was so nervous. It made him feel so uncomfortable. But we worked with him, and I made sure he went to the events early. Things like that. One of the things I would say is if you're nervous about an event and you're uncertain, don't be late, be early. You want to be early so that you can get to know people. And when people come to the event, then they're kind of meeting you and you're going to find you're a lot more comfortable. That whole fashionably late thing is baloney. It's just a saying by snobs and it means absolutely nothing. And it's fine to be there early and that way you get to know the people that are running it, and you can feel like you're more a part of what's going on. That in itself is going to make you more comfortable.
Thank you. I never thought about how it would feel to other people coming in and seeing you there when they first arrive. That really does make a lot of sense.
It's good. It's good. I've had women that were shy too. The difference between men and women that are shy is that women tend to just kind of close up and be really quiet. Men tend to leave. It's really odd. If they're uncomfortable, they're like, I'm just going to remove myself from the situation. Whereas women will kind of sit and wait for someone to talk to them. And they'll hope somebody will come over and reach out to them. And
Is there a way that women can actually help with this whole transition for a guy? Is there something that a woman can do? Because here's what's challenging. They don't want to really come across as forward. And yet at the same time, you know, if maybe there's something in the dynamic of a group setting that a woman can do that will help the man to feel a little bit more like he wants to stay and not bolt.
You know, you asked me about that before the show, and I came up with a couple of ideas. I thought about the things that have happened in the club and the people that I've met and the things that have been successful. And I think in the next segment, maybe we should start out with that, because I had some fun coming up with some great names for them, and I think they'll help you remember these different techniques.
For the women to make the initiation. But yeah. I was just actually even meaning, well, we can come back to that. We'll do that in the next segment. So you had another story of another guy that you were telling me about, too, that was also new to the dating world. And we're using guys in this one because it seems like women have a little bit easier time. They can either connect with another woman, but a man doesn't typically connect with another man as easy. But what was that other story?
No, it's funny how the members of our club, the women, like, become friends with other women right away. It was like, oh, we're going shopping together, and we're doing this together, and we're doing that together. And the guys are kind of like, no, I'm here to meet women. And,
you're not there to hang out with other guys.
No,
so much.
Guys will go golf together maybe, or play racquetball, something like that. They're not into the going shopping together thing.
Right.
I do have a friend who is a member of the club who he was shy in kind of an unusual way, because he was actually a pharmaceutical sales rep. And was very assertive in his job and did all that kind of stuff. But then when it came to relationships, he was always very kind of reticent and just kind of holding back. It took him quite a while to meet somebody, because he wouldn't put himself out there. And women in general are waiting. They're waiting for you to make the move. And, when I was talking to him, I said, you have to be as assertive as you are in your sales life. And he's like, well, I don't want to be a salesman. But there's a difference. You need to be assertive and positive, but you have to be genuine, and you can't be putting out sales lines. Whatever you do, you have to be genuine. And if you are honest about who you are, you're going to attract the right person. So.
You know, you said something a little bit ago when you were talking about that first man and how he was over at the barbecue and he participated. And in that environment, he was very comfortable and very happy. Mm-hmm. You hit on something that I have found also to be so, so important. We've talked about it before. That is, whenever we're in contribution, that is when we're most comfortable. And so what I learned, and we'll come back to it in a little bit in our next segments throughout the show, is that it's really when we're in contribution, when we're really there to make a difference with another person or to listen to that other person, like you talked about in the other episode, how important that is to have that exchange of receiving and giving happening, because that is the essence of a relationship, right? There has to be...
You know, when you're a kid, my son did this. I'm going to throw my son under the bus on this show.
Ryan will love
you
for
it. when he was younger, he would just be kind of closed off and wait to people to come to him. And when you're in grade school and you do that, everybody comes around you and everybody kind of babies you and comes and gets you. When you're an adult, you just get left alone is what happens. And so that tendency that you learn when you're a kid, it is not successful when you get older. You have to be out there. You have to be involved. And even if you're not happy, you can still be involved and make a positive impact. And if you go and be around positive people, then you'll become more positive over time.
Boy, isn't that true? Yeah. That is so, so true. Well, we are going to leave for right now, but we'll be back in just a moment, and we'll give you more ideas of what to do once you're single, right?
That's right.
Ask the experts. Call toll-free right now, 1-866-472-5787.
Hello?
And ask our all-star team to answer your question. That's 1-866-472-5787.
Thank you for calling.
VoiceAmerica.com.
The power of attraction is your birthright. It will guide you to choose the colors, textures, and styles that are right for you. We invite you to visually communicate who you are. When how you look outside resonates with what is inside you, something powerful happens. As a single, it can help you be attractive to the right person. It isn't only for the few. It is available to you. At Balanced Attraction, Health.com.
Now you can take your favorite Voice America radio program with you anywhere. Sign up for our mobile app if you have an iPhone, Android, or BlackBerry. The Voice America Interactive Radio Player, powered by Aircast, gives you the freedom to listen to any of our programs anywhere, live, and on demand. No registration is required. Listen to your favorite Voice America hosts and discover new ones. Download the Voice America mobile app for iPhone, Android, or BlackBerry, powered by Aircast. Visit the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
If you think you've seen online TV before, let us surprise you.
VoiceAmerica.tv is online now.
The leader in live internet talk radio has done it again. Multiple channels, a state-of-the-art viewing experience, live and on-demand programs streaming 24 hours a day. It's exactly what you want, when you want it.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
From health and wellness to business, sports, and everything in between. Discover our new world. Visit VoiceAmerica.tv now and experience the future of online television.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
Ask the experts. Call toll-free right now. 1-866-472-5787.
Hello?
And ask our all-star team to answer your question. That's 1-866-472-5787.
Thank you for calling.
VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to The Single Show, presented by Events and Adventures. For more information about Events and Adventures, simply visit our website at eventsandadventures.com and find out everything that we have to offer. Now, back to The Single Show.
And welcome back to The Single Show. In this segment, we're going to have the questions that you all are wondering, and it's called Ask the Expert. And so we have Mark here to answer some of the questions. And for right now, until we get all of you viewers used to submitting your questions online, and we welcome those, but for right now, I would like you to look back over your 27-year history with Events and Adventures and think about the questions people would always ask you, whether they were at events or whether they emailed you. What are some of the big questions that are on singles' minds today?
Well, I know one question that women ask is, should I ask a guy out on a date? Because things are so different now than they were maybe, 40 or 50 years ago. And
I hear that one a lot.
Yeah. No, and people feel like, I should be able to, right? Society says I should be able to. Why do I feel a little bit uncomfortable about that? And I think the reason people are uncomfortable about it is because I think women just naturally feel that if I have to ask him out, maybe I'm asking out a wimp. Maybe I'm asking somebody, he doesn't have a spine to ask me out, or maybe he's not asking me out because he doesn't like me.
Mm.
And you don't want the rejection, right?
It does not feel good. No.
So I had some fun with this, and I thought, well, if I was a woman, what would I do to ask a guy? How do you get a guy to ask you out? How do you ask him out without having him feel like, you're dateless and desperate?
Mm-hmm.
And so I came up with three things that
I can't wait to hear them.
I have three techniques for you that I think will work. The first one, and this is actually probably the weakest one in some ways and the most obvious, is the suddenly single, where you go, gosh, my girlfriends and I, we're going to go out on Friday, but oh man, now we have nothing. I'm going to sit home all by myself. And if the guy has any brains at all, he's attracted to you, he's going to go, really? All by yourself? Why don't we go do something? So, you're kind of feeding him the line, right? That's one of them.
That's nice. You present the problem and he gets to fix it.
He's the solution.
And that's great.
Guys,
I love
like
that.
Fixing problems. And if he's been waiting for an opening, he's going to take that.
I love that. That is awesome. I bet you all the women out there are just going, I can do that. I can present my problem. I can do
that.
That's easy. Awesome.
Another one I would call, where did these tickets come from? You find out what he likes. Maybe if he likes basketball, you get a couple of basketball tickets. Or you don't even have to have them. But you can go, I've got these tickets for Friday night. And my brother had these tickets. He can't use them. And now I'm stuck with these tickets. What am I going to do with those? you like basketball, don't you? And the guy's going to go, yeah, I'd love to go with you. And if he just blows it off like, that's really cool. You have those tickets, then he's not interested. So that's
nice. That's it's a nice sorting process. You don't actually have to be rejected. And you don't actually have to ask him out.
The other one I like, and I have a great name for this one. This is called the friend around. And that's when you talk to your girlfriend and you have your girlfriend talk to him or text him or somehow get a hold of him and go, you know what? I was talking to Joanie the other day. You know, she likes you. How come you've never asked her out? Did you know that she likes you? She's going to kill me for saying this.
But, that's awesome.
Right? So then that way you're completely in the clear. You can go, I cannot believe she did that. I cannot believe that. I'm so embarrassed. But you still got him to ask you out. And if he blows it off, then he wasn't interested. And one of the most important things about dating is to realize that negative comments and that kind of stuff, it's nothing personal. It's just information. They're letting you know that just like you're not interested in some guys and there's just no chemistry there, they don't feel that with you. And it's better to move on and to find someone that is excited about being with you.
I really love that. It's just information. When we have that information, we can make adjustments. And so I really do love that. That's awesome. Very, very cool.
Thank you.
So now I have another question. And that is, when someone has been spending time with someone and they've been going out and doing things, and then if you take it from this group setting, and now we're going to make it, I'm going to go on a date with you, mm-hmm. How do you cross that bridge?
Well, first thing, and I mean, from a guy's standpoint, the difficult thing for us guys is what do I do with her? You know, what do I invite her to? Because the kind of thing you invite her to or the kind of place you want to take her, you're like, this represents me. And so you kind of want it to represent yourself. You don't want to take her someplace that you wouldn't be interested in going just because it's someplace that's cool for her. Because you're giving her, you're creating a false sense of familiarity. So it's better to take her someplace that you would enjoy to go that you think she would enjoy too. And then that way, if she does enjoy it, you're great. But I've had situations where I took women places where they wanted to go. And I always feel a little bit awkward and out of place in those situations. And you want to be in a place where you feel comfortable, because as a guy, that's when you're going to look the best. And when you're doing, you know, if you like volleyball and you take her to play volleyball, you know what you're doing. And you can look confident and you can be successful there. You know, you don't want to take her someplace where there's a sport that you can't play well.
I really love that because it's important between men and women. It's important for a man to feel admired. That's one of his basic needs. And it's important that a woman can admire him. And if he's doing something where he's feeling natural, just like you always talk about, relaxed and comfortable, that is when he's going to be the most comfortable and therefore the most attractive, and she can look up to him and the whole thing works. That makes sense.
Well, and the guy, be careful, because women have this tendency to let you win. Right? Women, you knew that. You do that, right? So they want to make you feel smart, and so they'll act stupid when they're not. And I had a specific situation where when I was younger, I dated a gal. I said younger because it was before I was married. I dated a gal who played tennis, and so I played tennis with her and she let me win. I made some kind of smart ass comment. She kicked my ass. She killed me. And come to find out, this was when I was in college, and she was like on the tennis team, but she liked me. And so she would let me win a game. I didn't get a second date. So, you know, if you win something, don't be snarky about it. Be nice. You always want to be a gentleman in any situation, because you don't know if they're just being nice to you and they're just doing that because they care. So,
well, thank you. That's really great. And so then how does somebody go about getting the phone number or, you know, taking that step to ask someone out? Give us some pointers on how do they go from we're in this group setting, now I'm going to actually ask you on a date. Or I'm actually going to ask you for your phone number. And how does a guy go about doing that?
Well, the most important thing is that you don't text her. I know, especially for the guys that are in their early 20s, texting is kind of the thing. But it's important as a man that you separate yourself from the crowd and that you look like a man.
I like that.
And picking up the phone and call, even if it takes you a few tries to get it done, is going to make a difference. It makes a difference to them.
It absolutely makes a difference to women.
Yeah, it shows confidence. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Women are auditory and men are visual, right? We look at women and we see them and we're like, oh, you're so beautiful. Women love your voice and they love the sound of your voice, and you lose that in texting.
That is so true. I love hearing that.
That's
that is
right.
So true. I
see,
love that.
She loved hearing that. See how that works?
did say that, didn't I? And that was not fun. That's very true.
Yeah.
That's very, very true. And yet I think that for the men, they are a little bit scared to just pick up the phone and call. I know a lot of guys that have been found themselves single, and they're really not that comfortable, you know, picking up the phone.
Well, it's still, you just got to realize you got to move on with your life. And if you're nervous about it, feared things first, and just pick up the phone and make the call, you're going to find out one way or the other, and you don't want to waste your time. If it's going to be no, it's better to know now, right? And that's a nervous feeling, but it's good to work your way through that, and you always feel better after you pick up the phone and call. You know, when you think anything in your life is going to be negative, about 95% of the time, about probably 90% of the time, it's not going to be negative, and some of the time it's going to end up being positive, and you're just creating your own little boogeyman in your head. So move forward with it, even if you don't feel comfortable. And the more often you do that, the easier it's going to get.
Well, and it's like you said just a minute ago, if we look at these exchanges, you know, sometimes, like you said, as information, as feedback, rather than as rejection, as he doesn't like me, as in I'm not dateable anymore.
Well, it is rejection, and they don't like you, and they're not going to date you anymore. But it's okay, because you don't, you know, everybody has people that they don't fit with. Mm-hmm. And even though that's happening, it's not personal, and it's okay. And it's funny, because guys actually get this a lot more than women, I think, because guys know they're going to get rejected. Women don't. And women think that they don't have that same kind of bar. They're like, oh, guys are all so physical, and they're all about the looks. But, you know, women have a minimum standard as well. Mm. All women have a minimal standard, beneath which they ain't dating you. If you're not a certain level of attractiveness, there's no chemistry there. There's not this, there's not that. But, you know, they do that just like guys. And then there's the people that you would absolutely always date. And then the middle is where you being confident and stuff will make a difference with someone that maybe wasn't going to give you a shot. And that's how you fix that. So.
Well, thank you, because it's especially important as women, because you're right, we do feel, it hurts. We get our feelings hurt. We're very emotional beings. And so it does. It hurts, and we don't like hurting. And the whole thing is sometimes even almost not worth the trying, because we're so afraid of the pain. And, you know, how do we get over that? Do you have any advice? Have you given other women advice over how do you get over? Because you don't want to lose that emotion, right? I've heard the saying, oh, fool who walks through the field with gloves, feeling so little and missing so much. So we don't want to just become cold and calloused and unfeeling, but how do we manage those emotions? I mean, I know you're not a woman, and I'm asking you but you've been around a lot.
Well, I think we both have answers for that.
Right.
I think we're going to have to wait till the next segment to actually answer that question.
That's probably true, isn't that? That is true. We are going to ask a lot more about that in the next segment. So we want to remind you right now that as viewers, we do have Ask the Expert every single show. And so if you have a question for Mark Owen, and you want to know, you know, the right answer to that or his opinion about that, just please email us. And you can email us at thesingleshow.com. And we would absolutely love to answer your questions. We'd be really happy to do that. So we're really happy that you're here with us. This show is about you. And what we wanted to do is utilize the expert that Mark, all of this experience that he's had throughout all of these years of dealing with and being with singles, and then provide a place where we can kind of all come together as a community, and we can experience getting to know a few things that are going to help a lot during this single time of life, so that it can be a happy time. And it doesn't have to be a time that we're dreading or a time that we're feeling like we're sort of left out. And that's the big part that we want to really help people understand. This can be one of the best times of your whole entire life. It's just making that mental adjustment and learning some of the things that can really make a difference. So those have been great answers to those questions, Mark. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Ask
the experts. Call toll-free right now. 1-866-472-5787.
Hello?
And ask our all-star team to answer your question. That's 1-866-472-5787.
Thank you for calling.
VoiceAmerica.com.
The power of attraction is your birthright. It will guide you to choose the colors, textures, and styles that are right for you. We invite you to visually communicate who you are. When how you look outside resonates with what is inside you, something powerful happens. As a single, it can help you be attractive to the right person. It isn't only for the few. It is available to you at balancedattraction.com.
Now you can take your favorite Voice America radio program with you anywhere. Sign up for our mobile app if you have an iPhone, Android, or BlackBerry. The Voice America Interactive Radio Player, powered by Aircast, gives you the freedom to listen to any of our programs anywhere, live and on demand. No registration is required. Listen to your favorite Voice America hosts and discover new ones. Download the Voice America mobile app for iPhone, Android, or BlackBerry, powered by Aircast. Visit the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
If you think you've seen online TV before, let us surprise you.
VoiceAmerica.tv is online now.
The leader in live internet talk radio has done it again. Multiple channels, a state-of-the-art viewing experience, live and on-demand programs streaming 24 hours a day. It's exactly what you want, when you want it.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
From health and wellness to business, sports, and everything in between. Discover our new world. Visit VoiceAmerica.tv now and experience the future of online television.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
Ask the experts. Call toll-free right now. 1-866-472-5787.
Hello?
And ask our all-star team to answer your question. That's 1-866-472-5787.
Thank you for calling.
VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to The Single Show, presented by Events and Adventures. For more information about Events and Adventures, simply visit our website at eventsandadventures.com and find out everything that we have to offer. Now, back to The Single Show.
Welcome back to The Single Show. And in this segment, we're going to actually talk about how you make the transition. What are some of the things you can get involved in? What are some of the things you can actually leave the house and go do? And right now, you've got a really exciting thing coming up tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. We're going to be going, we're actually filming here in Phoenix. I'm going to be going up to Flagstaff with a bunch of members of the club tomorrow. And we're going to be doing a ropes course up there, which is going to be amazing. And we'll have some video in our next show about that and actually interview the owner of ropes course. And I can't wait. I actually did it about a year ago. I didn't make it.
It looks very scary to me.
No, it was really hard. It was a rainy day and I didn't make it. I was so embarrassed. I was so irritated at myself. but I've lost like 55 pounds. And so I'm ready to go kill it this time. So you guys can see if I make it or not. And then we'll have some conversation with some of the members up there of the club. And it's always great to get out and do things. And this is actually an example of something you can do as a single person. That's really fun. If you find some people, maybe you can do it through Facebook. You can do it through Events and Adventures. Somehow, you go up and do something like this. If you get in a carpool with them and you're going for a couple hours, you're going to really get to know that group of people. And you just want to make sure you're in a car with people you don't know. It's easier to hop in the car with the people you know all the time.
But it is kind of nice to make those new relationships and new connections.
Yeah.
That's a great way to do it. That's awesome.
Sometimes you have to look at your comfort zone and you have to look at what you naturally would do. And say, you know what are my real goals? I don't want to necessarily do what's comfortable for me. I want to meet somebody. I want to end up in this great relationship. I want all these things to happen for me. I can't do them by sitting home. I can't do them by just going out with my same girlfriend all the time and not talking to guys and just talking to her all the time. I have to do something else.
That's so true. And that steps right into what we're going to talk about next, which is what are some of those things that you can go do right now, right after the show, that you can go find out that you can do. Of course, Events and Adventures is a great idea. And, I've been to some of their events and they're fantastic. And there's some other things you can do too.
Did you guys hear that earthquake? Sounds like an earthquake.
It does sort of. I think we're by the airport. I think that's what that is. Yeah. But anyway, so what are some of those things? We were talking a little bit earlier about how in a relationship, there's got to be both giving and receiving. There needs to be some reciprocation, because otherwise it feels like you're just all by yourself anyway, and then that's even more awkward, right?
Yeah, but I mean, at the beginning, when you're just trying to get into relationships, you're not so worried about the awkward. You really aren't. I mean, and awkward can be good, but you know, where are you going to go? If you're going to go this week, go to Starbucks, for gosh sake. Go, you know, a friend of mine, Brian, who works with singles a lot, has talked about the fact that you have every day thousands of people around you who are single that you just have blinders on and you don't talk to them and you don't ever get to know them. And I mean, how many people have seen the thing where you're in Starbucks and you know, the woman's sitting there and she's got her headphones in, she's looking at her phone, she's doing all kind of like this. Good looking guy right behind her. Good guy right there. But because you're so focused on this, or like even feel like, you know, I don't want that guy to talk to me because I don't know him. Oh, shut up. How are you going to meet new people if you don't talk to people you don't know, right? And so you want to make yourself available by not having the headset in. Even though you enjoy the music, do you want to listen to music all the time or do you want to meet somebody? And you've got to make those choices, good, better, best. It's fun to listen to music. It's better if this guy gets to talk to you. And if you're closed off like that, he's not going to talk to you. And if he tries to talk to you, you know, it's going to be awkward. And guys, if a woman's doing that, it's difficult, right? As a guy, when they have all that in, you may be like, oh, I'd really like to talk to her, but how do I get in with all that media that that's going in her head, you know? And I think in society in general right now, it's harder to meet people because of that.
That makes a lot of sense. And one of the things that you can do is, I think, by the way, thank you, because that is a really important piece of information. I think people are thinking if they're in physical proximity, that's enough. But if they are so closed off, that's not an open door for people to come in and meet. So that's really fabulous. Another thing you can do is look for areas that you can volunteer. It's kind of a fun thing. And that can be something local, like at a hospital, or it could be at a charitable foundation. All of these people need people. And one of the things I've found is that those people who are in contribution are people you would like to be in a relationship with, because they are actually, and it could be also a sporting event or a work thing.
Yeah, I think you want to get involved with something that you're excited about. Because if you're a person that doesn't like to volunteer and you go volunteer, you're going to meet a woman that likes someone who likes to volunteer.
She'll be gone.
And if you end up with a relationship with her, you're going to be building houses for poor people for the rest of your life. And, you know, if that's not something that's exciting for you, don't meet that woman.
So in that case, maybe it's go join a sports team.
Yeah.
Like a volleyball team, like you were talking about, or baseball team, a co-ed baseball team, or...
Yeah, I mean, whatever you join, whatever you go, you know, you take classes. I mean, there are all sorts of things you can do, but you want to do something that you'd want to do more. And I find this with ENA all the time, is that if I'm meeting someone while I'm on a hike, one of the easiest dates I can do is go, hey, let's go on a hike together. You know, if you like this, I know this great hike that we can do.
And
you go on a hike with them because they like to hike. Yeah,
because
you're already on hikes, you know, right? If they're kayaking with you, they like to kayak, and so it makes something easy for you that you already have in common. But going to something that you wouldn't be interested in at all to meet somebody.
Not such a good idea.
Well, it's better than nothing. It's better than nothing because you want to get out there. But when possible, you want to be doing something that you would enjoy too. And that way you have a good time even if you don't meet somebody that particular time.
And that's the important part. I love what you said earlier at the beginning of the show, and it fits really well to continue it right here, which is, if you've been in that solid relationship and right now you find yourself single, now what? Getting out the door and being with people in general is a really good, I love that you said that. That's a really good first step. And then you can get with people and think about in terms of dating or something like that. But just getting out and being with people again and being in relationship with someone else again, even if it's just on a very surface level to start, it's a really great way to start. And if you found yourself single, now you know what you can do, and it will work for you.
Yeah, when you're relaxed and have fun, that's when you're going to be the most attractive to other people. I've said that so many times I stumble over it, but it's still true. And I think just the whole act of doing that and getting out, we said it over and over again in this show, you just need to get the heck out of the door. If you know more about the people on Glee, then you know the people that you are around on a daily basis, that should be a red flag for you, because those people aren't on Glee are not going to date you. And so you want to spend your time with people that are real, that you can spend time with and enjoy and have more deep and real relationships with.
And it will get more and more comfortable. It's like anything else. Remember back when you started high school and you thought, wow, this high school campus is so complicated and I don't know where I'm going. And it was all very intimidating and scary. Just think about it like that. You're starting something new, something different. Find a group. That's a really good first step. I remember when I started high school, there were some seniors that took me around. They showed me where the classes were. I felt a little bit more familiar. Mm-hmm. So if I love that. If you go out and do things with other people, then you're not isolated. You're not home watching television, but instead you're starting. You're getting that ball rolling. And really it does come down to making that decision to get out of your comfort zone. You won't be in a relationship unless you do.
And if you're really nervous and you're looking at me going, serious, I really can't make that leap, then it's really fine. If you're a Gleek, go on a website and talk with other people that are Gleeks.
There you go.
But when you do it, you want to do it with the purpose of, I'm not going to be sitting here online forever. I'm going to turn it into something. I'm going to talk to people. I'm going to try to find the group that's local, that's around here, so I can meet somebody that I can actually be in physical proximity to. It doesn't do you any good to fall in love with somebody who lives in India if you live in Indiana.
It's so true. And just to kind of reiterate what you said just a few minutes ago, too, I heard this quote that I really loved, and it was, don't try to find the right person. Don't try to find the person who is what you want. Instead, and see what you think about this, because I don't know if I've ever said this to you, find a person who wants what you want. And that's really what you're saying.
I think that's true. Yeah, because if you guys don't want the same things, you're not going to want to do the same things. And if you don't do the same things together, you're going to eventually grow apart. Even if sex is great and, you know, your initial thing is really exciting, if you don't like doing the same things, you're going to end up in two different worlds and won't end up working out. So.
That's true, because you can actually feel separate even when you're together. And having those common interests, it's a really great way to find a relationship that's going to last and that will endure long after that initial romance, that initial phenylethylamine has worn off.
Yeah, I'm not going to try to say that word. But, you know, actually, we're going to need to talk about the contest.
That's true.
The photo contest and the video contest coming up. What else do we need to talk about in the next segment?
Okay, so in the next segment, we're actually going to talk about what are you going to do for yourself, because you've now found yourself in this different place where no one else is taking care of you. So we'll cover that when we come right back.
Ask the experts. Call toll free right now. 1-866-472-5787.
Hello?
And ask our all-star team to answer your question. That's 1-866-472-5787.
Thank you for calling.
VoiceAmerica.com.
The power of attraction is your birthright. It will guide you to choose the colors, textures, and styles that are right for you. We invite you to visually communicate who you are. When how you look outside resonates with what is inside you, something powerful happens. As a single, it can help you be attractive to the right person. It isn't only for the few. It is available to you at balancedattraction.com.
Now you can take your favorite Voice America radio program with you anywhere. Sign up for our mobile app if you have an iPhone, Android, or BlackBerry. The Voice America Interactive Radio Player, powered by Aircast, gives you the freedom to listen to any of our programs anywhere, live, and on demand. No registration is required. Listen to your favorite Voice America hosts and discover new ones. Download the Voice America mobile app for iPhone, Android, or BlackBerry, powered by Aircast. Visit the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
If you think you've seen online TV before, Let us surprise you.
VoiceAmerica.tv is online now.
The leader in live internet talk radio has done it again. Multiple channels, a state-of-the-art viewing experience, live and on-demand programs streaming 24 hours a day. It's exactly what you want, when you want it.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
From health and wellness to business, sports, and everything in between. Discover our new world. Visit VoiceAmerica.tv now and experience the future of online television.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
Ask the experts. Call toll-free right now. 1-866-472-5787.
Hello?
And ask our all-star team to answer your question. That's 1-866-472-5787.
Thank you for calling.
VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to The Single Show, presented by Events and Adventures. For more information about Events and Adventures, simply visit our website at eventsandadventures.com and find out everything that we have to offer. Now, back to The Single Show.
And we're back. I always wanted to say that, so.
Now you did.
So, shoot, what are we going to do next?
So, right now what we're going to do is we're going to talk about some of the things that we can do that are going to sort of get that receiving and giving thing going again before we're doing it with another person. Now, that might sound a little crazy, but we're used to sort of taking care of another person and them taking care of us, and now they're not there to do that any longer. And of course, we don't have our parents to do that for us. And it's almost an awkward stage to think, I'm going to go ahead now, and I'm going to make myself a priority, and I'm going to do things for myself. You mentioned in a previous segment just today how you had, you didn't actually say this part, but I'm going to say this part is how you did it, that you dropped the 54 pounds, you're going on the ropes course.
Yes.
He actually won the contest with Lifetime. And it's very, very cool. And I want to pause right here and put the photograph of your family. I hope that's okay. But Andrea sent me a picture of your family. It is such an awesome picture. I want you guys to see this.
Okay.
It's very cool.
So there's that. Didn't they look great?
Didn't you love that picture?
I'm proud of my family. I'm proud of my family. I love them very much.
And one of the things I love about them is they all go work out together. What a cool thing for families to do. That's just something that they enjoy doing. And
well, you know, when you're all busy, those of you that have kids that are older, you know, everybody's going 500 directions. And it was a thing that we decided to do just to kind of be able to spend time together. And even though we're all busy and it's something we all have in common right now. So.
Well, and what I love about that, is that he has broken into this whole topic of how do we get things we need to get done. And still then also be with other people. And so let's talk about some of the things we need to do for ourselves, like on a daily basis. And there's really seven. There's a poem that you can go look at the website and read if you'd like to. And I wrote it. It's called the Bee Poem. But the first two things that we're going to talk about is that we have to cleanse away the toxins. Before we're going to start this new life and before we're going to make this big change and create this wonderful rest of our lives, we have to actually get rid of the things that are holding us back. And some of those things are visual things in your home even. Sometimes those are people and relationships that are toxic.
Yeah.
And sometimes those things are food that we're eating, though we really know better. And I'm not saying that you can't have a piece of birthday cake or celebrate. That's called in Chinese, at least my herbologist taught me, that that's called a Shen tonic. That's okay. It's actually, it creates endorphins, and it's not bad to do that now and again. But what you don't want to do is to just make that your steady diet, you know, and it, because it's a, quote, comfort food, it feels good to a point, but then it's not comfortable because we're not comfortable with how we feel, let alone if it adds extra weight or whatever. But our brain doesn't work quite right. We end up with those highs and lows with blood sugar, et cetera. So that's just not that fun. So we want to cleanse away the toxins. Some of those toxins are also what is coming in. What's coming in on television, even music? What are we receiving in so that we have that energy to give and to have that energy to give into a relationship or even to get off the couch and go out and do things? So there's some wonderful things we can do, and I'm going to give you a challenge right now. And that is, how long has it been since you've read a wonderful book or watched an inspiring movie? So my challenge to you for the week is figure out a great book or a great movie and get some really good stuff coming in. Receive for yourself so that you'll have to give. And it's amazing how much energy that you'll have when you're exposing yourself to inspiration every day.
Well, go read that book someplace where there's other people.
I love that.
It's funny, you know, we're talking about sometimes.
We are.
Like all this flowing like stuff, and I'm like, get off your butt and go do something.
That's kind of perfect.
Yeah, and you kind of have to do both.
Right.
So
maybe join a book club, right?
Yeah.
Join a book club.
That's a great idea.
That's a good idea.
But I think I wouldn't want to do this show if it was just another show where people were just talking and you couldn't get anything out of it. And so one of my goals is to like give you something every week that you can go do, that's going to make a difference in your life. So you can go, I watched that show and now I've been able to change something and make it a little different. And you know, my goal for you this week, should you choose to accept it, is to actually sign up for something and go do something, you know, whether that's Events and Adventures, obviously I would love it if you did that, or a club, or, you know, what's the thing that really floats your boat? Do you like to run? Do you like to ride bikes? Do you like to sail, skydive? What is that thing? And I want you to sign up for it this week. I want you to get out there and do something. If you're a member of the club, look on our calendar and just find it and sign up for it. It's a little easier as a member because we do all the work. And I have to just go, I'm going to go to that, and click and you're gone, right? And you get to go. But whether or not you're a member of Events and Adventures, sign up for something and get out and go do it, so you're just not sitting at home this week.
I love that. And thank you, because that's really true. What we don't want to do is isolate you on the couch reading your book. So I really do appreciate that. That's very important.
You can watch us.
Because we're giving you tips, right? So that counts.
Right.
But get a group together and watch us, right?
There you go.
Yeah. Plan a barbecue. Everybody can contribute, and you can still hopefully take something away that you're really going to use. We really do feel strongly about that we want you to be able to use the information that we give you. Now, one of the contests, and let's just overview a little bit of that real quick. One of the contests that Balanced Attraction is offering is we are going to accept all photographs and all reasons why you would like a makeover, or whether you'd like to nominate someone else to be the recipient of that makeover. So we're calling them transformations on the website, and they really are that. We don't want you to look like some celebrity or somebody else that you think looks great. We want you to be your own best version of yourself, and that can only happen if you're reflecting on the outside who you are on the inside. And so, again, this week we're going to show you another photograph of one of the gals that I met at a singles conference, Shanna, and it was fun. I called her up and I said, can we use your photograph? And she said, absolutely. So here is Shanna. Okay, so that could be you. Now, when I did makeup for the Miss Arizona, Miss America contest, you know, I would start with all the local title holders and I would say, how many of you right now know how to look the best that's possible for you? And that's a question I have for you right now. Do you know how to look the very best that's possible for you? And why is that important? Because when you feel good about what you see when you look in the mirror, then is when you are no longer going to be self-conscious, but you can be other-conscious, and you can fully let go of your own self-insecurities.
That's right. Well, and the other contest we're having right now, some of you already heard about it, and this one's for our members. As you're going out to the events and you're having fun right now, you know, take some video, take some pictures, or even if you have some old stuff that's really cool from some events you've been to recently, send it in to us, and we're going to give away some of these cool Events and Adventures t-shirts, which are going to show up here at some point. And then we're also going to, you know, give away some free membership to some of the members for doing this. And we'll show them right here on the show. And if you have a story with them, maybe we'll even profile you on the show, because we've got a lot of successful members, and it'd be great to be able to brag about you to everybody on our network.
Absolutely. And that would be a lot of fun for the people out there to see, yes, you can go from all of a sudden single to knowing what to do. So it's not now what, but it's what to do. And that's what we're hoping you got from today's episode of The Single Show.
It's been great talking to you.
Thank you for listening this week. The Single Show can be heard every Friday at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Pacific Time. That's 11 a.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Variety Channel. And for more information about events and adventures, please visit eventsandadventures.com. We'll see you next week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.